It's the one and only Africa Allah and the B-Team DJs by Playmass Dr. Day. Get familiar. You are now tuned in to the one and only Africa Allah right here on Discover Music Channel by Playmass Dr. Day. Welcome to another episode. Today's episode is called Island Gal. And today we've got music coming in from the Bahamas. That's right, we got some down home raking scrape for you. In the meantime, in between time, before we get into that, you know I gotta hit you off with my dude Adam in the legal department so he can tell you how it goes down each and every week. And today's conversation is going to be with Bodine Victoria. She talks to us about her pivot during the 2020 pandemic. Hey yo, Adam.
Welcome to the legal department of Discover Music Channel by Playmass.today. We would like to inform you that Discover Music Channel by Playmass.today only broadcast content with the permission from the assumed copyright holder or companies acting on their behalf, such as digital distribution outlets like DigiWatts, RhythmStream, MP3 Wax, and other third-party companies. Our goal is to promote Caribbean and urban-centric content inclusive of new, independent and established artists, as well as content producers from around the world by providing an outlet that allows them to showcase, market and promote their content to a larger audience. For more information on submission guidelines, click the link on playmass.today. We also offer a number of services to help artists, content producers, and small businesses increase their digital footprint. We encourage you to explore Discover Music Channel by playmass.today and support the artists. Once again, this is a message from the legal department. Thank you for your time.
On the ground, one of them so old. them so.
What they say?
They say, wine, granny, wine.
Wine, granny, wine.
Shake your seat, shake.
Shake your seat, shake.
Bring it, bring it, bring it.
Back up, back up, back up, back up.
Ladies, get yourself one.
Get the backup generator. Something on this side. Fit right in your pocket. Something you can't hide. When your man them joking, tell them see you later. That's when you pull out your backup generator.
We all need one.
You know, BC backup sometimes. All my girlfriends out there, tell me what you think. Should you let a man drive you to drink? He stay out all night, come home all worn out, smelling just like perfume and lipstick on him out. Roll with the punches, make him think you sleep. Then he start the snoring, that's the time you creep. He could be a short man, ain't got be too large. Make sure when he show up, he battery then charge. Get a backup generator, something on the side. Fit right in your pocket, something you can hide. When your man them joking, tell them see you later. That's when you pull out your backup generator.
Hey! Ah, yeah! Oh, Lord, I'll be back! Why would this is easy, little boy? Hey! Enough, bro! What happened? Listen, let me tell you what happened. Okay, go like this.
Children, you ready?
Jack and Jill went up the hill. Oh, they say they was going for water.
Say what?
Foolish Jill, forget her pill. And now they got a son and a daughter. They blame it on the water.
The water. Yeah.
They blame it on the water.
The water.
They blame it on the water.
The water.
Oh, yeah. Woo! The water.
What you mean the water? What do I mean?
Oh, they blame it on the water.
The water.
The water.
They blame it on the water.
The water.
Hey. They blame it on the water.
The water.
Oh, yeah.
The water.
Check this out. Look out.
Humpty Dumpty was drinking on the water. Oh, Humpty Dumpty.
Bring it on, Bram!
All his drinking buddies, all his drinking friends couldn't push Humpty Dumpty back to bed again. Cause the water,
the water,
woo, it, 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 it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you see? All the water was up. Let's go, this one we got. Hot!
Girls texting me high, woman calling me bye. If my girlfriend leave me, I ain't cry. She done me red, come in my eyes, and blood pressure sky high.
One woman get a lift,
she want me to die.
Man,
I got girls texting me high, woman calling me bye. If my girlfriend leave me, I ain't cry. She done me red, come in my eyes, and blood pressure sky high.
One woman get a lift,
she want me to die.
What? She done meet me once before. I said, baby, don't do it no more. Cause y'all, you making my heart oh so sore. She tell me I is my own woman. I eat none of your children. And furthermore, you eat my husband. That's why
I got girls texting me high, woman calling me bye. If my girlfriend leave me, I ain't right. She tell me red gum in my eyes and blood pressure sky high.
God put me in a lift.
She want me to die, die, die.
I don't wanna be growing on my grind. Losing my mind, feel like I'm running all the time. So much of pain to show the hate, no rest of love. Hey, can you feel it? Can you tell me where is the love? Because I can't even know my head. Can you tell me where is the drugs? Because I can't even know my pain. I'm tired of all these niggas snitching, they be switching sides. I'm tired of all these bitches, they be creeping, they be lying. I'm tired of all the pain I have to go through to survive. But then I gotta ease my brain. I think I need some special help before I go insane. I drop the top on all my haters just to blow the brain. I got so much of things that I wanna do. You know I gotta get it, it's overdue. This is a big mountain, like coming true. You know I on the edge, yeah, I might show. Where is the love? Because I can't even know my aim. Can you tell me where?
Muggle on the beat. babe, me no have no feelings. And that's how me dealing, no. No. And when I penetrate, your body got me red, yo. Yo. And I want you to know I love you for real. Love you for real. Take me with you.
Say me why you feel right on it. Ease all your stress, put your mind on it. Love way we make classic iconic. Kill you with it, make you come alive, ironic. You can't take your tough one. I feel dive in all your ocean. High tide gripping all your motion. Bust your damn flood up, you just left on commotion.
And I want you to know I love you for real. Love you for real, hey. And I don't want you to go. But if you do, take me with you. You give me peace of mind when me deep down into your spine. Baby, me know you love that.
Love that, yeah.
Me know you love that, yeah. So don't you go worry. I ain't in no hurry, especially when me a touch that. Just clutch back. And I want you to know I love you for real. Say I don't wanna let you go. That's how I feel. Oh, and I won't touch you if me no have no feelings. And that's how me dealing, no.
No. All right, so basically, I just love the fact that you've been able to reinvent yourself. I mean, through the amount of time that I've known you, you've been so many different characters in this one little body. And
gotta make it do what it do.
And the fact that you've been able to do this while holding down a traditional 9-to-5 in a career that is often frowned upon to be creative.
In the way that you would want to be creative, yes.
But I find that interesting because education is supposed to be like, that's supposed to be the holy grail. You're supposed to get educated so that you can explore all of these different facets of who you are. And then yet in that particular field, it seems like they stifle your creativity.
I think that for me, in my experience, being an educator, the first few years were the hardest. I was in my 20s, a new teacher, novice teacher, obviously creative, doing a type of music with some of the content that, you know, at the time would have been considered risque for some, you know, the pearl clutching community, as I call them. Right. I like to think that what I was writing about and what I was performing was more along the lines of love relationships. So the same people that would listen to a Luther Vandross or, you know, go to a jazz concert and they would enjoy the two ladies, you know, that would call one another, coming to each other woman to woman, or making it easy for the cleanup woman to come and take, you know, come and clean up after you. You would have thought that they would have been able to appreciate that. But what we do in terms of women, especially in this community, is we say that we have to be one thing. You can only be a teacher. And if you are a teacher, then you can only be a teacher. And if you decide to be a little bit more than a teacher, you can only be a teacher who teaches Sunday school. You can only be a teacher that quietly sings in a band on the weekend, but you don't ruffle no feathers. You can't be a leading singer. You know, you can't write about love and relationships and, you know, sex and all of the things that come with a healthy understanding of the world around us. And so it was hard. Mentally, I wanted to be a great teacher, and I was. And at the same time, I always felt as though part of me was being stifled creatively, like you mentioned. And after Intoxicated, which was like the biggest record that I had that gave me the ability to be recognized regionally, I had to take a break. I had to take a break and I decided that I was going to be just a good teacher. And I'll never do that again. I will never do that again. I really tried. I wanted to date. I wanted to get married. So I wanted to fit into that conventional type of description of what a woman that deserves to be married according to traditional Bahamian and traditional Caribbean roles should be. I will never do that again. Not because I'm not married now, but because it wasn't until 2015, I think it's 2015, when I managed to catch myself and I realized that that wasn't what I wanted to be or what I wanted to do. And here we are today. I had to really assert myself because I'm a lot more shy and docile than people give me credit for. And in my earlier years, yes, I was a bit more outspoken, but that was out of youthfulness and naivety. Now I am a bit more learned. And I feel as though when I speak because of the experiences that I have, but I also speak on behalf of a new generation of young people that I know need some direction on how to handle people that may still be in my generation and carrying the burdens of the people in the generation before them about what you are supposed to be.
Well, before we get into any more of this, you guys are listening to the sound of Miss Bodine Victoria. This is the one and only Africa Allah, and you're tuned into another episode of Being Africa Allah right here on Discover Music Channel. Now, this is Bodine Victoria, and she's gone through so many changes in the last, wow, in the last, what, 10, 20 years?
It's been almost 20 years, you know? When I saw Intoxicated come up and it said 10 years, I was like, is this correct? And then I realized that it's only 2021. Right. And then I was like, oh my goodness, that is correct, because the Intoxicated song was out almost 3 years before I even dropped a video, you know?
Right.
And it started out long before that, because you know the story.
Yeah. But I remember when Intoxicated came out and our conversation then, you're like, oh, what is this? I don't know. I was like, okay, no problem.
You know me long time, for real.
But again, you know, as you have evolved and you've experienced different things, you understand things differently. And, you know, that scripture, Miss Religious Studies teacher helped me with it. But as I was a child, I spoke as a child. And as I became a man, I put down my childish things.
Yep.
So a lot of the things that we don't pay attention to when we're young or when we get older, we start to see the value in those things, you know. What are some of the things that when you were younger, you were like, oh, well, I don't really have to worry about it. But now you're sitting here and you're saying, you know, I need to pay attention to these things because.
You want to be very honest?
Yes.
On retirement. Believe it or not, as an entertainer, I am concerned about pension and retirement at my current age. You know why? Because I know that I don't care about having the biggest budget for videos and for music and, you know, things that you do for clout. I care about when I am unable to perform anymore, mm-hmm. when I cannot work anymore. What would my music have secured for me? What would my gift have made room for me?
Yes.
What would I be able to give back in the process of securing myself? To persons that are like me, that want to be a creative. That's what I'm concerned about. I am concerned about managing my finances in a way that will reflect the amount of work and the volume of effort and time I have invested into my craft. Not spent, invested. Because investments, they pay dividends. They bring you returns. You know, expenses are just expenses. So I don't want to spend the money. I want to invest it. I want to be deliberate and intentional with how my brand is managed and to build the value behind my brand. So if you ask me about something I wasn't concerned about when I was much younger, it would be my pension and my savings and investments. People think that artists, you know, live life really well and have lots of money. And, you know, we should do things to show just how well off we are. I don't want to be an artist that looks like I have it. I want to actually have it. I want to be like a Missy Elliott in that way. I think she would quite possibly be the best example, to my knowledge, of humble living, but exceptional cultural and legendary value and status.
Right. Now, in speaking of having your art make way or make room for your life after, how have you been able to invest so that your music can actually set you up comfortably in the future? What are some of the things that you've done and you're constantly doing to make sure that those things are happening?
Okay, the first thing that I'm doing is I am using my music in culturally relevant productions. So I'm constantly seeking ways for the music to be heard and to be seen in attachment with things that I feel and I notice have the possibility or the trajectory to be classics, not just in the Caribbean community and the Bahamian context, but internationally as something that can be referred to. I have my performing rights societies registered, locked in. Every single time there's a new platform that launches, I ensure that my music is sent out to that new platform. And I just push, I push and I push and I push those things. You know, in addition to that, I really try to keep a balance on how my image is managed and the value behind my image and my efforts. You know, sometimes we want to be associated with whatever is hot right now, whatever is going to be trending. And yeah, trending money is nice, you know? Trending money is nice, but it's nice in that moment. And if you do it really well, then a trending moment can set you up for the rest of your life. But that really is more of a lightning strike for many than it is an actual recipe or a procedure or an equation, you know, something that is plotted out and managed and executed. Sometimes it's not deliberate. And if it's not deliberate, then if you don't know how to handle and manage that, how to take advantage of that, you're not going to have any longevity with your projects. I am looking for movie placements. I'm looking for commercial placements. I am looking for content that I create that I can monetize in addition to that, because every time I play or put, let's say, a piece of my music in Bodine Pot, I do that with the intention of it being seen and heard as something that is synonymous with the Bahamas and with the islands and with the island experience.
Now, Bodine's Pot. First
why
of all.
Why are you saying that like an American? Bodine Pot. Can we use my dialect, please? It's Bodine Pot. Thanks.
This Bodine Pot, right?
Uh-huh.
I have yet to get a taste of anything coming out of this pot.
I'm always in trouble for this blessed pot.
But you have been able to reinvent yourself over the pandemic when multiple brands have failed or fell to the sidelines. You have been able to be successful and bud and just become this name, household name. Tell us about Bodine's Pot and how you came up with the concept.
Well, what happened is So, funny story about Bodine Pond. Number one, my first time doing a cooking segment on television was with Ferrano Ferguson and Donald Knowles, who actually got me into television in earnest. And it was a Christmas special where I made carrot cake, which at the time was my specialty. Then I'm known in school or at events, family events, as the soup woman. So you call me if you want somebody make you soup. I enjoy as a titter, an older sister, as the oldest auntie of my parents' immediate children, and as a teacher, believe it or not, being able to share and show people how to make things. Also, I can't be responsible for cooking for the entire nation. So I figure if I show people how to do it, then they could do it themselves instead of everybody trying to dig up in my pot, which is a joke within itself. But what ended up happening is during the pandemic, because the stages were closed, because the events were closed, because we were literally locked down, I didn't have any musical inspiration. Over the year prior to the pandemic, I hadn't had enough experiences that inspired me to write. And I know that means that I'm going through a transitionary period in my music and in the way that my music is presented. But I needed to create. I needed to do something that I enjoyed. I needed to do something that was going to be therapeutic. I needed something that was process oriented. And that's what cooking is. And so I said, well, okay, well, I'll just create Bodine Pot. And as I posted to my Instagram stories, more people wanted to know how I did it. They wanted to know how to do it. They didn't know how to make Bahamian recipes. And I broke it down step by step. And that's how Bodine Pot started.
Your content is authentically Bahamian, and people from all around the world come to your page just to learn how to make Bahamian foods. How does that make you feel as a creative? And also, it's like you're carrying the flag on your back with your content.
Well, let me tell you something. The first question, I get so excited when I see somebody said, oh my goodness, I came to the Bahamas and I've been trying to find a recipe that works. And you just walked me through the steps and now I can create as close to your version as I can. Because you know, some places around the world, they can't source the exact same ingredients, but they want to feel as though they have that. That makes me so happy. I cannot begin to express the joy that I get when people say, I tried your recipe and it works. And I'm still happy when, you know, the recipe doesn't work for them the same way it works for me. Because, you know, cooking is one of those sciences where if people do something that they ain't supposed to do, chances are they can mess it up. Or if they have a different stove or whatever, you know, they may have to make some adjustments as anybody would. So for me, being this ambassador for all things Bahamian culture, for music, food, the experiences, that's something that I have always been, you know, I've always been this. For me, it may look like a reinvention, but for me, it's more of a showing of who I have always been.
It's more of an expansion than a reinvention.
Yeah, you know, I am a former youth ambassador. I was second in line. I missed Commonwealth Youth Ambassador in my late teens, early 20s, maybe by just one answer while sitting in the interview. And my very good friend John, he got the actual post. And he came out and he said that they told him that, boy, if he hadn't beat me in that interview, then I would have had it. They said it's one question that he answered better than I did. And that's how we got it. And we were very, very close friends. But from the World Music Expo that I attended, I've been to a number of different countries in the Caribbean as a youth ambassador for either culture or for the Ministry of Youth on behalf of Bahamian culture and youth issues. So carrying the flag is something that I have always done. It's something I have always been. It's just being able to take advantage of the ability that I have to share Bohemian recipes is something that I absolutely enjoy. And the creativity behind being able to show people my way of doing it is something that I also really treasure.
You've done the music, you've done the cooking, which you're doing so well. Oh, hopefully I'll get something out of that pot.
But in Nassau, Africa? Let's talk about that. Are you even here?
No, but it's okay.
Why are you stressing?
I have the recipes.
Why are you the pot? Okay.
I have the pot.
I'm like, why are you girl? What? I'm so stressful. Go ahead.
But you've also, in all of these things, you're constantly putting out your content and you're constantly putting out information about Bodine Victoria. You've developed and learned how to manage your brand to the point where you're monetizing it or you're getting it prepared for longevity. Now, you've also been working on TV and movie projects. Tell us a little bit about that and how that differs from being a artist and controlling your product or brand and having to be managed and told exactly what it is that you need to bring to the forefront.
Ooh, child, that's a loaded one. So here's the thing. Here's what I love about being an actress. So I am a character called Rovell on Travolta Cooper's Where in the World is Wally? It should be available for international consumption. I said consumption like that because I was trying to figure out how to say the word, but it should be available for international, you have moments like that. International consumption within the next year. I think Travolta is working on licensing rights for it. And then at the end of this year, I anticipate us going back into taping for season 2, which I am very pleased to announce that he has told me emphatically that I am definitely a part of, and to be valued in that way as an actress is just amazing. I, prior to this, have been a stage actress. I have worked along with James Catlin at just one of his events, the late James Catlin, who is a legend in theater in the Bahamas. And that itself is something that a lot of people can't really say. His contribution is fantastic. In terms of me, I'm going to start off with me managing my brand. As you and I sit here, I have a content planner. I have a financial planner. I have a day-to-day appointment planner. And I have 8,000 photos to review. And a brainstorm notebook with ideas for Bodine Pot, Bodine Victoria. And each subject includes blog, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. And I'm sitting here and I'm doing that all alone because I don't have any assistance that I can take on or pay at the moment. So for me at this particular stage, the buck stops with me. I'm responsible for everything that I write, every invoice that goes out, everything that I create. What I love about being an actress is the only responsibility I have outside of saying, okay, Africa, this is my schedule. Let me know, what time I have to be on set. And then looking through to see what I have to wear to be there, which is the easiest part because my character is always in dark colors. So my dark color closet wardrobe is very nice at the moment. But you have somebody that tells you where to be. They tell you what to say. And I have the creative license to interpret what's on that script sheet, before I get onto the camera. And it's so freeing and liberating because the buck doesn't stop with me in that way. It is a whole team effort. And because I want the team to succeed, I bring my best self, or at least I try to, accept when I'm miserable in the sun shooting on hot days for extended hours. Africa, you know how I get. You know how I get. So I try to bring my best self to that. So the difference is when I'm on set in acting mode, I just have to be present, deliver to the best of my ability, make it easier on everybody else in the team so that the process can be sped up, but we could get the best possible outcome. And with managing Bodine Victoria, and then this other brand that I have coming on stream in the next 6 months or so, we're aiming for the next 5 months actually, because it's almost August. So within the next 5 months, coming up with business plans, proposals, trajectories, content idea, refining the brand, budgets, vision casting, recipe development, just all of those different things. It's a lot. And I'm soon going to be looking into outsourcing what I can that's not going to give people my formula.
Right.
Right. So that I have more time to create and I can automate what can be automated and still be genuine in that. So that's the biggest difference.
Are we getting music from you? Are we going to get new music from you? Because Bodine Pot is great. The actress is great. The influencer is great. But we want music. Are we getting music from Bodine Victoria?
Let me tell you what you're going to get. Where my manager and I are, finalizing the development of music videos for music that I put out that does not have visuals. And you know me, I love me a good visual. So there are two. You have Sugar and a Plum, and then you have Full Performance. I think that after everything with the pandemic, Full Performance is the best. The best shake up, jig up, kick up, drop it low, TikTok it, everything. The best vibe for everybody's current feelings. Okay? Ready for the camera, set for the whining. It's time to put on a show, Full Performance, every second. Ready, set, go.
Go.
So, yeah.
Ready, you know, and we're set to go.
It's a clear way we coming true, you know? Slim solid yards. Everybody, we the nice up. We having fun. The boogie rolling, now bring the rum. I put that song out. I didn't put it out with a visual, and I didn't say that I did my due diligence with pushing it. And I have to listen. I have to listen to myself because I said the song is ahead of its time. And now, you know, we in a place now where everybody just ready to go. I'm afraid for when people could hit the streets again for a junk canoe or for a carnival experience, because that could be a problem. My abs are coming back in. I know the same what you asked me, but this body getting tied up for that video. You see all the juiciness. I have a location already secure. We're working on costuming and, because, you know, like I said, I love me a good costume. I don't like to look, regular. And then we have Sugar and a Plum, and that's going to be another monster visual. You know, I have ideas for new music. I ain't gonna lie, I ain't write it yet because I'm not mentally in that space, but I do have two ridiculous tracks that deserve some love and attention for visuals. So y'all can get those first. And then as I get back into it, y'all get this heat. And I come in with hip hop and, you know, reggae undertones and Afrobeat undertones. I already know that. That's where I am inspirationally right now. So after I put out these two videos and that new fire drop, I don't want to hear you stressing me out, Africa.
As long as we're the first ones to get it, I have no problems.
Well, you always, like, you outside of my manager, you always just be the first person to get it. Like, that ain't even a thought. Like, your name already start with A. So, once I press 10.
First person on the list.
It's literally the first person.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you, Bodine. I mean, we could talk about Bodine Victoria, your career, for hours and hours and hours. I want to thank you so much for being a part of today's session. And let everybody know, once again, how they can find you online.
Okay, well, my name is Bodine Victoria. I recently put a post up on my Instagram and Facebook about how to find me. If you're looking for my older music, then if you're in Spotify, just look for Bodine Bahamas in Spotify, and that list should come up with all of my music there. I did that intentionally, but otherwise, all of my socials for music and influencer work, the work I've done with BTC, the work I've done with any of my other partners, they are under Bodine Victoria. And you can go to BodineVictoria.com as I continue to update it to find out what I'm up to. If you're looking for my food, you can go to BodinePot.com or BodinePot on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. You could just type BodinePot into your browser and that should come all the way up. So Bodine Victoria and BodinePot. Bodine Victoria. Just across all social media, no spaces, capital B, capital V. That's how you find me.
Well, we're going to kick it off with some music from Bodine Victoria right here on Being Africa Ala.
Table, a beast in the kitchen, boss in the bedroom, pit bull and stilettos. I make dance like my name Jeff. Chimera or Skrilla. Got nothing in common, you just a space filler. My time is money, I ain't got it to waste. And you slunk on this wife and you gone with no trace. You can get my love, but don't waste my time. I'm a bossy bitch and I want what's
God give the earth all you need is a bow. Your body be banging, you know you the bomb. Fuck all your haters, they need to explode. Trust I don't know no one who do it like you do. Dog, you got that voodoo, you always on point. Roll up with, forget who be watching. Cause girl, you ain't normal like Rondo, they'll always want point. Yeah, I got a little crush on you, I wanna fuck with you. And yeah, I got a little thing for you, we got things to do. And yeah, I don't tell no other girl what I be telling you. Yeah, I got dreams, but they mine for the chasing. I ain't got that clip for me to be selling you. Girl, I like how you rocking that cherry. Everything that you do necessary. I've been saying you better than all of these just but they act like they never hear me. If they dissing on Biggie, let's hit them up. They just mad at your edges and bigger butt. They just envy your life, so you live it up. Lift a cup, let's make a toast and then sip it up.
Damn it, you the finest on the planet. Aye, aye. That party loco got me speaking Spanish. Aye, aye. Let's go where you only need a two-piece. Aye, aye. Baby, you's a star that's got a movie. Aye, 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 aye.
You're now locked into Discover Music Channel on Playmass.today.